1 minute to auto-destruct.
Hello, you are listening to the Lesbian Mafia Minute, and I'm your host, Sandy. Well, hi. I am it's been a while since I've done this, so I am doing this because there's an urgent need for me to do this. This is a cry for help. I feel like things are very out of control. There's an urgency to this message that I have here for you today. Things are clearly out of control in the state of New York. Dave Patterson, I can't take it anymore. I feel that's the situation. There's a lot of feelings going on. If I hear one more thing that this man pulls out of his ass from his past, if he says one more thing to I mean, it's like ever since the day he's been sworn in, he's on the fucking news for like all of these dreadful things that he's done. There's not enough qualified women to run the state of New York. They have to pick... I'm supposed to feel bad now because I can't talk about him because he's blind. But he's not so blind that he can't swing from chandeliers with all of the whores that he's bought with state funds or his credit card, or he just doesn't remember. I don't understand. Drugs, this, that, the other story. What the hell is going on? The country can afford for the state of New York to fall apart right now. What, this is a joke? Who's going to be governor of the state of New York? Is this like a joke? Get this guy out of it. Help! Help! Somebody help! Help! What if the neighbors come? What if the neighbors think that I'm like really screaming help? That's really crazy. They already think that I'm out of my mind. And it's not because they listen to my podcast. You've already deduced that I'm out of my mind, but it's for good reason. You have proof, okay? But my neighbors, I think that they think I'm out of my mind because I don't go out of my way to ask them about their personal lives the way they do about mine. You know, when you live like in a neighborhood where you've known everybody for 20, 30 years and they know every single, you know, they know what school you went to, they know every single job you've had, they know all of your exes, they know all of your friends, and, you know, the neighbor thinks I'm supposed to go into her house and have, like, coffee with her just for, like, no reason because I have nothing else to do, you know? And then she gets mad if I don't go and have coffee with her. You know, what do you want from me? Get some friends. What do you want from me? I cannot sit and come every time you ask me to come over and have coffee with you. I can't do that every time. God forgive me. I feel terrible. But the reason why this stresses me out is, and that I'm talking about this is because I feel bad about not going. She doesn't stop passing gas in my company. I can't take it. What? I'm totally digressed, completely gone. The topic is, what's wrong with me? Help! Take a look at my governor! Help! 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 Thank you very much for listening to the Lesbian Mafia. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.